want to call this, body? Like the team rap, NBL rap? What do you want to call it?
10 minutes of bullshit. Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to, yes, our 69th Brad and Body program. Hello, Body.
Hello. This is the big one. This is the one where we turn it all around.
Well, speaking of turning all around, I'm going to start with the top. Last time we spoke, we did the NBL teams, and this is our wrap, I guess, if the right words. And we did Adelaide, Tasmania, Phoenix, Hawks, and the Kings. So today we're doing the other five. So in Body's words, we're turning it all around for our 69th episode.
Let's head right in.
All right. Oh, boom, boom. Jeez. Okay. Well, let me guess, you want to start with the feet and step right in? Okay, all right, so yep. Let's start with Brisbane. We'll go alphabetical order. The Brisbane Bullets coming off a season that was a very interesting one. They've lost their head coach, Andre Lemanis. He's gone over to Japan. They've also lost their assistant coach now, CJ Bruton, who has been announced the Adelaide 36ers. So brand new coaching staff. Obviously, he has come from the Sydney Kings as an assistant. What's your first thought on that?
I think he's got a bit to work with James Duncan. He's got some good pieces in place in terms of returning players such as Anthony Drimmick, Jason Kadee, Nathan Sobey, of course, just off an Olympics, Lamar Patterson back, Tamuri Wigness, and I think that, you know, Tyrell Harrison, he was there. He was good last season. Tanner Krebs, so they've got the good core is back, and so yep. It's a question of how the new pieces fit. You know, Jack Salt, I liked him a little while back. I think he's New Zealander, Jack Salt. Yep. I bet he wishes Ben Pepper was still playing, then you could have Salt and Pepper together. But whatever. Yeah. Let's move on to another condiment. They've got Max McKinnon, son of Sam. Previously, if you were called son of Sam, you were something of a killer. So hopefully Max is a bit of a killer when he hits the floor. What have you got on Brisbane? What are you thinking of the...
Yeah, look, I've heard good things about Max. I mean, I'm just... Not that I expect him to play a huge role, obviously, this season, but I have heard good things. I'd love to know how that negotiation went at the dinner table. You'll get paid this. Yes, I will. No, you won't. So, look, I think they will be okay. I do like the Deng Deng. That's the one that I think could be the biggest impact, because outside of that, they're no different than they were last year. I think the experience that Nathan Sobey got at the Boomers will be tremendous for him. I do know he came back and I don't know if it was it a thumb, a hand injury that he had? So hopefully that doesn't impact him at all. I do like the Salt signing, like you said, Drimmick coming back. So I think they'll be in the mix for that fourth spot. Is what I'll say, but now it'll just come down to the imports, making sure will Lamar Patterson, you know, a complete off season, not have that New Zealand stuff come into Brisbane ready to go. If he can be that Lamar Patterson first all NBL team, they'll make the playoffs.
Okay, let's not forget Tom Digbeu from Spain, or Digbo could be their next star, and also Liu Shongxing. A big Chinese lad that they've got as well.
So they're two very interesting signings. Yeah, they're both, you know, that Tom, the next star, he's got some good pedigree there. So that he could be fantastic for them.
Well, they've got some nice pieces. It's a question of whether it all comes together, and you know that falls on James Duncan.
Yeah, it does. And that's the one I find interesting, because you know, I didn't find James very, you know, wasn't out there so much with the Kings. He was, you know, sort of like behind the scenes as an assistant coach. Lovely guy. Hear nothing but positive things about him. But it's just interesting that you don't sort of hear much. He was the sort of second assistant coach there, and then he's taken over this. So I really don't have a lot on him. But from all accounts, you know, a huge win when he went for the interview. Like, they were very, very impressed. And I'm really looking forward to see what he can bring.
Just in fairness, though, as an assistant, you aren't very prominent generally across, you know, it's the head coach that gets all the kudos and interviews and everything. You don't really see the assistants terribly much. I mean, have you ever been an assistant at NBL level? Did you ever assist anybody? Because I think it's been a week since you mentioned Brian Gorgian.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but no. But like you look at the assistants around the league, and you're right.
There's some that aren't.
So when you know you go back to Perth, there was Matt Nielsen there. I'm talking a few seasons ago. Sure. You got at Brisbane that had CJ. You know, then you go back to our eras, and there were some amazing coaches, not to mention Phil Smythe and your man there, Steve Breeny. You know what I mean? Like just names that were synonymous in assistant coaches. So I guess I look at it this way. You look at Cairns last year, Adelaide last year, and you had Connor Henry, but there was times where Jamie Pearlman was very outspoken in timeouts, and you've seen that with CJ, and you've seen that with other ones, where I didn't see that with James Duncan. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Sometimes
you just see them more outspoken, and you go, oh, okay, yeah, that, you know, then obviously GMs look at that and go, okay, he might be ready for that. So that's all I meant by that comment.
Yeah, we never see that in New Zealand, do we? The assistant just sits there quietly.
I've never seen him at all. Let's move on now. Yeah, let's go to Cairns. So, look, some huge news coming out of Cairns. That's Cam Oliver's been released. He had a tremendous, debut, if that's the right words, with the NBA, and you knew he was going to go there. There was no question he wasn't coming back. It's just made official now. He's got his hands full, Cairns. It's a new coaching job, and can he do what he had to do in Sydney that he couldn't really because it was a big program? How do you think he'll go in Cairns?
He being Adam Ford, I think he'll do very well, actually.
Yes,
yeah, it replaces Mike Kelly. But the thing I like and then also am a little worried about is the thing I like is that they've kept this core of Scott Machado, Mirko Jerick, Majok Deng, Jordan Atai, Kwat Noi, Nate Jawai, Jared Kenny, they've kept that core, which is always a big part of moving forward, is to manage to retain a core of players. As teams that are consistently successful always have that. But then you look at last season, you go, well, they weren't very good. That core wasn't very good. Now you can say, well, maybe last season was an aberration. Let's go back to the season before when they made the semi-finals and took the eventual champs Perth all the way in the three-game semis. And you go, all right, well, maybe they're trying to recapture that. So the big key here for Adam Ford will be, does Keanu Pinder bring much? And who are your other imports? Because that's going to be the absolute, how good are they? That's going to be the absolute key to them. So whether retaining those guys is good or bad, only time will tell. I like to think it's good.
I'm worried about Cairns, I'll be honest and say that. I think Keanu Pinder is a good pickup, but he's no Dean Deng, right? So I think he'll help on the boards and do that. So that's where that goes. And I think the loss of Dufermeyer, I think, was huge. I thought that Jared Kenny's times was probably up and Dufermeyer come in there and Jared was either A, going to go to another team, or B, you wouldn't see. Not to mention that, not saying Jared was playing bad, I just think Dufermeyer was that young kid coming up. Now, maybe they wanted that to happen and Hobart and Tasmania, stole him and move on. But yeah, I don't see enough. The only positive that I could come out of the Cam Oliver being released is that they have fresh blood coming in. And sometimes that can, I know that's crazy to say when he was the best player, but if things go bad for a team that have come back from one season to the next, it can really fall out really quickly. Mm. I don't see them making the four. I have to be honest.
I don't either. But we're going on last year, not the year before. And just to correct you, Tad Dufermeyer didn't go all the way down to Hobart and Tasmania. He actually stopped in Adelaide.
I'm sorry, did I say Tasmania? I do mean
Adelaide. He just got off the plane here and thought, I'm sorry with the Sixers as long as I'm in Adelaide.
I do apologise, but that's a great pickup for them as well. I like him.
I thought he was a bit of one of the few success stories of that awful season they had last season. Well, it was his emergence. So, I think Adelaide did very well there. Yeah.
Well, thank God you're here because, he's not going to Cairns anyway. All right, let's move on now and let's go to the defending champions. Question now, have they got better?
Well, that's a really good question because you retain Goulding, obviously, Olympian. Jack White comes back. He was a revelation early in the season before his injury. I thought that was that might have derailed them, but ultimately didn't. Mason Peatling, Joe Lualaku, David Barlow comes back for another run around or another sort of, Zimmer frame walk around. And now you look at who's coming in. Matthew Dellavedova. Now, he's being touted as the recruit, the off-season big name of the recruit of this. I don't know. I curious to see how Matty goes, because we're thinking, when you think of Matthew Dellavedova, you're thinking of his best games at an Olympics, and that wasn't at the Tokyo Olympics. You're thinking him running alongside LeBron James at Cleveland, and how well he played that season where Kyrie Irving was injured in the playoffs against Golden State Warriors. You're thinking about that Matthew Dellavedova, you know, when he made his reputation in the season after they win a championship. But subsequent to that, he's had a very injury crueled career, and I think he might have lost a step, and the NBL, it's a tough league. So I'm very curious to see how he goes, because he's a big part of what happens next.
Well, obviously the biggest news is them losing Mitch McCarron and Landale, right? So that's huge. When you take out two amazing players, like, you could look, Jock was unbelievable, but yep. Mitch was just wow. And
two starters.
I actually think Dellavedova is going to have a great season. I really do believe that. Okay. And the reason I say that is, we're not going to see him get 20 and 10 assists. That's not his game. I think he will be so solid for this team. I just think he won't turn the ball over. His screen and rolls will be great. What I think we will see, and this is where I think, what will Melbourne United go back to back? I think it's going to go on players like Jack White, Chris Golding, and their imports. And the reason I say that, Deli will make them better. He will get the ball to where they need to be. He'll make sure, I think Chris will go, you'll find, I think his points will go up this year, because I think he'll get more looks and more shots. Yes. And that's nothing against Mitch McCarron. I'm not saying it's different. I just think Deli has got so much. He'll be the one diving on the ball. He'll play hard defense. He'll get the ball up the court. Jack White, I think, will have a phenomenal year, bar injury. I think Brad Newley will love playing for this team. I think he will feel some shackles taken off from him. And then you've got your import. So I actually think Melbourne will be completely different. I'm not going to sit here and say they're better or worse. I mean, how can you say they're better when they lose starters like that? But I really think Deli, and I could be wrong, but I think he's going to be tremendous for them.
Okay, I hope you're right. I hope you're right about diving on loose balls, because, you know, once you start to get around that 30, you don't want to dive as much as when you're at 20. But anyway, I hope you're right, because
I don't think Deli knows any other way.
Yes, I was about to say that is in his DNA, so he's going to keep doing that. He'll probably dive on a loose ball when he's, you know, in an old folks' home at 80, and he'll see a cup falling off, and he'll be diving out of his wheelchair to grab it before it hits the floor. So it's just in his DNA. Dion Brewster is an interesting pickup, because I'm a fan of his. I liked him when he was at the Kings, and I thought he just didn't really get the opportunity at that time. I think he's a handy pickup that's going to go under the radar a bit. And Caleb Agata has got a really good backstory. So, yeah, there's some good things. And the, you know, the other thing about that is they can always bring David Anderson back in a pinch to sit on the end of the bench. If he doesn't get on, he can regale all the players with stories about how he talked James Naismith into taking the bottom out of that peach basket so that they didn't have to keep climbing up and getting the ball out.
No, going back to what you said, Brewster's a great signing. I love him. And you remember when we spoke to Chris and we were talking after the Olympic medal, and we were talking about, and you actually asked him, like, you know, does it frustrate you don't get as many minutes? One or two. And the one thing he said is, no, that's how, you know, Dean's always been. Everyone gets their fair shot. That's where I just think guys like a Dion Brewster and the Caleb, they're going to get that opportunity, which, you know, to me will be really good for them. You know, and that's what I think. So anyway, Melbourne United to go back to the four for me.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
Now, this is the big one. Can New Zealand Breakers break through and get into the playoffs again after yet another change? The biggest thing for me, Yannick Wetzel. Am I saying that right? Yannick Wetzel. Yep. That is a huge signing. I think that is phenomenal for them. But obviously they lost Corey Webster. So your thoughts?
I'm not so sure losing Corey Webster at this point in his career is such a terrible thing, because I thought there were times when he took some bad shots. And, you know, look, he's a terrific player, and I've got a lot of respect for him. I've seen him win a lot of games. But I think that they played better as a team when William McDowell-White was handling the ball and running the show, who came in late. So what I like about him is that Finn Delaney's back, Tom Abercrombie, Rasmus Bach, Ty Webster, Rob Lowe, William McDowell-White. You know, you've got a good core. The only player in that group that's sort of maybe coming towards the end is Tom Abercrombie, but he's still got plenty to offer. So that's good. Peyton Siva is a massive pickup. I think he's going to be the off-season recruit of the year, unless something else happens in the next couple of weeks. Fantastic. And just segue, Alex Pledger, the fact that he's come back.
I just wrote that note down. Please go for it. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, no, just fantastic news. He's beaten cancer and just fantastic for him and fantastic for his family and everybody that knows him. He's a terrific guy. And I don't know if we'll ever see him back playing, but he's still 7 foot.
Yeah. So just so you know, here's the tweet because I had it ready. Just received my post-op pathology results. Margins were clear and the 22 lymph nodes that were removed didn't have a single cancer cell in them. So long story short, don't have cancer anymore. How good. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, nothing else will. That is just absolutely fantastic news.
Yes, it is. It's a great springboard for that club. You know, everyone's going to be coming in feeling happy about Alex. So, you know, I'd like to look the two seasons that they've had under Dan Shamir. They have had issues with injury, with imports, with let's remember Glenn Rice from two seasons ago. How interesting was his NBL period? And so they haven't really had a clear run at it. And last season, you know, having to play most of their games right till the end in Australia, and then Launceston became their temporary home, all of that stuff they had to put up with and deal with. I think I'd like to see them get a clean run at it. And maybe they're the team we've got to be looking at for that fourth spot, because you kind of already think you've got three teams nailed for top four, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. The one for me, and I know you've mentioned it, Finn Delaney. He was phenomenal, but he did in a little bit, and I hope I'm not wrong in saying this, I thought he panned out towards the end of the season. You could see tiredness kick in.
Oh, well, look, I wouldn't hold that against him. In fact, I think we should now be calling him. Phenomenal. That's what we should call him, phenomenal.
You are dropping the mic today. This 69th episode. You are well. He's awake, people. He's awake. As soon as he heard 69, he woke up.
Oh, let's go to Perth. And again, look at this core. Bryce Cotton, Mitch Norton, Jesse Wagstaff, Kevin White, Luke Travers, Majok, Todd Blanchfield, Corey Sherwood. You know, you thought they lost a lot of players, but look at how many they're bringing back.
Yeah. Can also add Kyle Zunick. I just want to tell you a little quick story about him. Kyle Zunick, development player. So Kyle's dad, Zoran, is probably one of the reasons that I wanted to play basketball. We were very, very close to Zoran Zunick, great family friend of ours. I grew up watching him play for the Sydney Kings. I still speak to him regularly. He lives in the Wollongong area, and Kyle's from the Wollongong area. Great player, really tenacious. He's sort of that Damian Martin mold. He's can shoot, but he can shoot the ball, really shoot the ball. He's a lefty.
Hang on. You just said he's Damian Martin mold, and then the next thing you said he can shoot the ball. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Damo could shoot the ball, if you remember, when he was open and knocked that three down. Now, Kyle's a better shooter, but what I'm saying that, you know what, maybe the Mitch Norton role where he's just so tenacious. Mate, I'm really looking forward to watching him play, but let's talk about the big guns. Vic Law, wow, that is just a huge pickup for them. They're in the four. How can they not?
Okay. Yeah. I think Jack Purchase is a good pickup too. I don't think he got his opportunities in Adelaide. I think when Josh Giddey got stepped down from Adelaide when they reached that point in the season where they couldn't make the playoffs, so that was a big mistake of Connor Henry's not to play all the kids for the rest of the season. And let's get a good look at Alex Madrongers and your Jack Purchase and those sorts of players, and more time for Jack McVeigh, et cetera. And as you see, they've all gone. And Purchase, I think he's a real chance to fill that Clint Steindl type role. He's a shooter. He's got some size. I like him. Vic Law, obviously a very good player. So they got one opening for a big guy. Okay. Cam Oliver.
Ooh.
Just run it out there.
Jeez. Look, the only thing that's going to stop Perth going back to that playoffs for the 700th time is injury. That's as simple as it is. They've got Vic Law, they've got Bryce Cotton. Luke Travers will go to another level next year. There's absolutely no doubt about that. What do you think about
Hang on. Nothing at this stage. We haven't seen him in action other than the fact that he's going to get confused with the Prime Minister on a regular basis.
His name is Scott Morrison, by the way, everyone.
I don't think any of them. But I'm interested in it, that Mike Kelly's there as assistant coach. Mike Kelly as an assistant was very, very good for Dean Vickerman. Back at Melbourne United. Does Mike Kelly have a connection with Cam Oliver? All right, anyway, just spitballing. Are we moving right along, or is that it? We covered
it. You heard it here first, people. I do want to mention something that we're going back to Cairns here. I am hearing that there's an American, Stephen Zimmerman, who's been playing in the Czech Republic. He could be coming to the Cairns Taipans.
Is he going to change his name to Stephen Dillon?
Oh, man, you are just dropped the mic today, but he could be.
No one's going to get that. No one's going to get that. Jeez.
Body, I'm really looking forward to the season starting. I can say to you that I think the teams have got better. Usually it's interesting when a new team comes in, there's an extra 10 to 12 spots that has got to go somewhere. And I don't see a team that is, you know, going to be one of those, well, that's a win tonight. You're going to have to play. You're going to have to play well to get the win. But I think the big dogs will come out in the end. What do you think?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you've got to – there's a few teams you've got to like, but there's no team that you can look at and say, no, they're out of it. They're, as you say, that you can pencil in that win. I don't think there's any team like that at the moment. Really looking at all the personnel, I think every club's done rather well, actually. Fair bit of movement, too. Fair bit of movement.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Well, everyone,
let's get out of
that
here.
Is our 69th program. We loved it. Make sure you join us next week. We've got a special guest coming on. It will be a beauty, and we cannot wait for the season to start. Body, have a great week. Thank you to Piranha Media, to Burger Boss. Body, come on, tell me about those burgers.
Oh, mate, best burgers on not just in the universe, but in any dimension. Burger Boss. Okay, you might get sick of your boss in your job, but you'll never get sick of Burger Boss.
So Body needs to go and probably take that medication that he hasn't taken this morning.
I'm getting
it's been brilliant. Body, thanks so much, mate. Everyone, we'll see you next week. Body, I did want to throw out, who's your top four?
Oh, seriously? Until we see all the imports, Brad, it's crazy to start predicting top fours at this point. Wouldn't you reckon? What do you reckon?
Perth United Hawks, lock them in. That fourth spot, you're going to say, no way, Sydney Kings.
Oh, what a shock.